Brian.
Yeah. It's a new day. It's a new show.
I'm living for the working week, or I'm working for the weekend, or I'm...
Everybody's working for the weekend.
I know everybody is, but what am I doing?
You're just banging on the drum all day?
Welcome to the working week? No, we would have missed that already. Nope, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. In old NPR parlance, it's the day we read from your letters, if anybody remembers what a letter is.
That's hilarious.
I know.
We did receive some fan mail this week.
We did.
Thank you, Sean. We will read that when Queen of Feedback Corner comes back from floating down the lazy river with her.
Is that what she's doing?
She has a Dairy Queen. What's that concoction?
Fribble?
No, that's Friendly's.
I don't know. Blizzard.
Yeah, she's
Blizzard.
Rolling down the river with her Blizzard and her family, and she can't be available. She takes a break from the corner every once in a while. But when she's back, we will have a reading of several emails and letters and postcards.
Somewhere in there, rolling down the river with my Blizzard, there's a rolling down the street. There's a Snoop Dogg Gin and Juice remake in there somewhere.
My point is, people seem receptive to the everyday. How is your run today? Mini episodes we're doing here. I'm glad you like them. We're never going to do these again.
Are we going to go back to
you and I thought it would be easier.
Once a quarter?
We thought it'd be quicker. It'd be like, this is less work. It's the exact same amount of work, only every day.
No, it's fine. There's no guests. I mean, this is like the origin of the show, which is just
you and me.
I ask you a question, you ask me a question, and you know what I mean?
And it ensues whatever it is.
Right.
Speaking of that, may I ask you?
I like
you,
the guests, though. It's nice to have someone else to talk to.
Okay. How was your run today, Brian?
Well, Peter, I didn't run today, and today is the day that is it's a free form Thursday today.
Yeah, you can do what you want.
I might go deep vinyl B-side. I might go full album. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, and I want your advice.
Okay.
Okay, so this week has been good bike ride. Tuesday was Yasso's speed work that I haven't done in a long time.
On the
so
treadmill,
two things
yep.
I haven't done in a long time.
Yep.
Yesterday, double stadium tours.
Crazy.
In Harvard Stadium,
crazy.
74 sections. What should today be? Now, tomorrow, I have 4 miles of hill work with November Project. So today could just be, I was thinking like, easy five or something like that. Is that the right way to go, or should I do something crazy?
No, I mean, what that speaks to me is some floor work and some weights.
Floor work.
Like stretching
like
that
stuff.
Like
ballet kind of stuff?
Stretch it out, get down on the mat, do a little foam roller, do a little deep stretch.
I will do that.
A yoga class. How about a yoga class?
I will do that, but I think I also need some cardio work in
there.
Then
get on an erg.
Erg?
Change it up.
Ergulator.
Or a...
I don't have an erg at home.
No, you got the gym next door.
Yeah,
or the
I
elliptical.
Didn't bring any stuff.
The elliptical.
I didn't bring any stuff. This is going to have to be on the road or, on, as you say, on the floor.
Is it too early in the season to start chopping that wood?
You mean literally?
Yeah.
No, it is not too early in the season. What Actually, if, this is exactly when you do that.
So what if you did like 45 to an hour on that?
Dang, that's a good idea. I could fire up the chainsaw, take down a tree, buck it up.
Yeah, and if it's not enough when you're done, you go out and do a 2-miler. I don't know. But I think you're going to find that you're with the kind of humidity we have, you're going to be fine.
That's not a bad idea, my friend.
That's what you asked me. That gave you a good question, a good answer to that question.
Practical?
I'm chore-based. I like to do
stuff. If you had told me to do dishes, though, I'd be like, well, I have to do this anyway. It doesn't really burn very many calories.
That's why when you see me in the grocery store, I'm doing squats.
Well, who isn't?
Right.
Yeah. That's the newest thing.
Yeah.
You're right. Absolutely. I will chop wood.
Yeah.
When
it gets
I get
you,
home.
It's at the home base. You're feeling good.
Yeah.
You're getting your mind set toward the future because chopping wood's all about the future. You're in the moment.
That's right.
Because it's scarier with you have a weapon. Mm-hmm. So you got to be in the moment, but with an eye toward the future.
That is excellent.
That's really what training is, right?
You're preparing for the future.
Yeah, but you're in the moment.
You have to be.
Yeah. That's why it's so hard.
No earbuds when you're chopping wood, buddy.
No. I mean, if you're doing chainsaw work, you want to protect the ears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you need to be able to hear what's going on.
I actually wear a helmet when I use the chainsaw.
That's smart. And goggles?
Well, I have a whole helmet with a face mask and not Tyvek. What's the material?
Chainmail?
No, not chainmail. Teflon.
Velour? Because that's very protective.
That it's protective of some things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's nothing there. Anyway, yeah, I think Kevlar. Kevlar pants. That's what they are.
Gotcha.
Do you really? Chaps, actually.
You actually have Kevlar chaps? Do you really?
I do. Artist in Residence requires that I wear them. And I know somebody who actually put a chainsaw through their thigh very close to the, is that the femoral artery? Yeah, and that pretty much schooled me on you got to wear the chaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This took a turn. This whole thing took a turn.
Well, he's fine.
I'm glad he survived.
And it's a lesson learned. And now I put on these crazy orange chaps when I chop down a tree.
I'm glad. Little update on the watch front.
Okay.
So on Monday, I mentioned that I use the Fitbit to monitor my heart rate. And I was looking to upgrade to a real new watch. And out of nowhere, I got Tim Sullivan from the... You know Tim Sullivan.
Tim Sullivan, Tim Sullivan. When gonna run with Tim Sullivan?
Yeah, Tim and I spent many, many, many hours on Patriots Day traversing the Boston Marathon course, as you'll remember.
Oh, so you're familiar with him, okay.
We didn't talk about you, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He was very kind, and he has put in the Canadian Post his old watch, which I believe monitors the heart rate, and I'm going to try it out. I don't know how the Canadian Post Office works, so it may only show up on a leap year. I don't know how this works.
Insert jokes about dog sleds.
You know what? Who's laughing now? Because he's in Canada and we're stuck here. And that's all I'm going to say about that. He's got the better end of the deal right now. Not to get political. Was I getting... Is that too much? Canadian bacon's better. Anyway, but right after that, right after our exchange, Tim and I, friend of the show, George Woodward. You know George Woodward.
Who's that?
Well, that's George Woodward right there.
Marathon George.
Go catch that sheep.
He offers me his Forerunner 235 Garmin. So I've held him off. I said, George, I got to honor Tim's donation to my heart rate fund.
Well, you could put one on each wrist and compare them. Yeah, come on.
Oh, my gosh. A double-blind study.
And also with watches that have been around a while, you're going to find discrepancies in like battery life and things like that.
Sure.
And their ability to upload to an app or something like that. That's what I found with mine.
Wow.
And Andrea found the same thing with hers. So after a few years, they get a little cuckoo. So
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah. So you might be better off with both. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And try them both out. See which one works for you.
Here's the benefit of doing a daily show, because this is Thursday morning. Yep. We're going to have this up in Thursday afternoon.
Yep.
George Woodward, bring the extra watch to NP tomorrow morning, Friday.
Summit Ave, NP Hills.
And I'll pick it up from you. I'll come get it. I'll give it a go. You don't have to charge it or anything. I'll just throw it in my bag.
Well, like many Apple products, Garmin watches change chargers seemingly every few months.
Well, yeah, I need the charger.
So every model
gets
a new charger, it seems like.
George, bring the charger too if you have it. Thanks, pal.
Peter, how was your run today?
Why? Well, it's Thursday.
Is that a rest day?
Today's supposed to be go do free weights and other things.
And
I haven't done that yet. It's
early. Will you?
I'd like to do something, yes.
Like?
Well, I like this wood chopping idea, but that's you. So I guess I'll go to the gym.
Yeah. Well, why the up talk there?
Because I'm not.
It's not a question.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're training.
I guess I am.
Using the marathon method, Tom Holland. It's easy. Look at the day, do the thing it says.
Do the thing. I know. I got three tomorrow.
That's not today, buddy.
3 miles tomorrow.
It's not in the bank.
The next time we do this, I'll talk about what I did on Friday.
I can't wait.
I know.
To hear about both your weight training and your 3-miler. As you can't wait to hear about my wood chopping and my hills, which are going to be interesting because I haven't run hills in a while.
Now, are you saying you're going to use your November Project Summit Ave workout as your hills, or are you doing hills separately from that?
No, that is my hills.
That will be your hills.
It's a pretty big hill.
It
certainly counts.
I guess it does.
Yeah.
and you won't do anything different. You'll just do whatever that workout is.
Typically, that is
plenty.
You know, there's some variation, but there's no way to avoid the hills.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you usually get around 4 miles.
Now, I haven't really drilled into this with you, but
okay,
are you on a training program right now? Are you doing anything specific?
What I'm doing right now is trying to bust up the norm. That's specifically what I'm trying to do.
Hence these daily shows.
Yeah. And I have some long distance. I mean, I'm training for a half marathon. So in relative terms, comparative terms, it's not very long distance. But, you know, I'm going to try to get in a 10 to 15 every weekend. Now, I'm building up to that.
Sure.
So, you know, I ran 10 last weekend. I'll probably run 10 or 12 this weekend. And that's really the only consistent. What I'm trying to do during the week is just more mileage and changing it up as much as possible.
But you don't.
I don't know how successful I'm being, but I feel like I've been doing this for a while, right?
Yeah.
You've been doing this even during the course of the show, and I keep coming back to the same routines, and they've treated me well. But here I think it's the crux of the nub, okay? Which is this: I have gotten a little too comfortable with trying to be efficient, and what I mean by that is doing the least required to get the result.
To sort of check it off the list.
To say, well, if it's a 3 to 5, well, it's not even like 3 to 5, I do the 3. It's more like, well, last time I only did this and it worked. Or, you know, well, I can count this activity as my speed work without then actually going to do speed work.
Right.
Or I can count this activity as strength training without actually going to do the strength training.
Sure.
And I need to break all those habits.
Yeah.
Because what I have found is I don't feel as strong. I'm certainly not as fast. And while I do have pretty considerable endurance, I can't neglect the other two. So strength and speed and endurance are all very important, even for long distances, right? So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to break out of those. I'm not even going to call them bad habits. I'm just going to call them my established practices.
Yeah.
And change it up so that I can now come back to a plan I've probably looked at before, but honor it in a different way and follow it as intended.
But with an eye toward any destination, do you have a planned race or anything?
No, right now, Andrew and I are looking at a trail race, half marathon in September, and then Millinocket. That's it. As always, races come up during the fall.
Sure, I mean,
it's a great time to run, and I might take one on, but I had these visions of doing another trail ultra, so like slow kind of long distance ultra sometime in the fall. But, well, as you saw, I stopped running for 2 months, kind of, and the buildup is just going to be too long. And I'm actually fine with that. Building back a base and then maybe getting into some more distance training over the winter, which seems counterintuitive, but I kind of like the way that worked with a long race in the spring.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
Yeah.
Because I can become, you and I have both experienced becoming like a cave creature, like a bear in hibernation over the winter. And I really want to try to avoid that situation.
I definitely want to avoid that. Coming off of 8 months of no running, I don't need that kind of break again.
Right.
I'm good. Yeah. That's an interesting one. Okay. Well, you look good.
That's a whole nother issue.
But your mood seems good.
My mood is fine. This may be the effect of middle-aged. I cannot lose any weight.
I don't even understand why the scale's not doing what I'm telling it to.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the right things. All the same equations from 4 years ago.
Yeah,
nope.
Me too.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not gaining, which is nice. That's actually a change for me. That's actually the positive direction.
Right.
I'm not gaining, but boy, it's not...
It's going nowhere.
It's not responding to the stimuli.
No.
Nope.
No. Something in that loop is broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fun. Mm-hmm. All right. See, now the way you've done there, I don't even think you know you've done this, but you've just inspired me to get down off that quiet Thursday horse and get into the gym and get some work done.
If I could nudge you in a little way, I'm glad. But really, that was your decision. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And happy Chopping Wood Day to you.
Happy Gym Day to you. Let's do this again.
At least one more time.
Tomorrow.
At least one more time.
One last time.
No, I don't know why you want to do that. No one wants that. Of all the things they want, and they want a lot of different things, they don't want that. They don't ever want that. Never.
Brian's a cappella Hamilton.
Come on, break.
Oh, Cory Booker was in my diner this morning.
Where?
Oh, just in Brookline. Cory Booker was in there. We took a photo with him.
I saw Elizabeth Warren and you saw Cory Booker?
I'm just kidding. He wasn't here. But wouldn't that be great? If we saw a candidate a day?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
That's democracy, baby.
Maybe somebody who listens to the show will see Cory Booker or any of the candidates today or tomorrow and tell us about it.
That would be great.
Send us an email at howisyourruntoday@gmail.com. Again, that's howisyourruntoday@gmail.com.
Peter, you working for the weekend?
9 to 5. What a way to make a living.